Love, you gotta start working. I got it too. I don't know if we'll start that. It's already man of war. Let's continue in the halakhas. A lot of halakhas we must go over. We're trying to do. First, we'll start with the karpas. Karpas, the best type of karpas, in my opinion, is celery or potatoes. But the din is you should eat less than a kazayas. So you don't necessitate a bracha achrona. There's two choices. Either you eat less than a kazayas, or you eat a lot of it and chomp on it throughout the whole magid. Because if you view it as chomping on it, you only have a little bit of it, then you don't say a brain of foster. So if you have a lot of it, that'll lead you into the meal, and therefore you don't need a bracha achrona at all. Eventually you will cover it. So it's either one or the other. Yes, sir.
What's the issue with a bracha achrona?
No issue. It just gets complicated because you're sitting at the table, right? So usually we never say a bread of foster. Like if you think about a Shabbos meal, you have an hors d'oeuvre. You don't say a bracha achrona on the hors d'oeuvre, then she covers everything, right? So you're going to be sitting at the meal, you said Kaddish, you said Kiddush, right? After the Kaddish, you said Kiddush. And, you're just going to be sitting at the meal for another hour for Magid. So do you say that that's connected with the meal? You're going to eventually wash with the mozi, with matzah.
Isn't the bigger issue, would it be an issue if I had like four pieces and then I
Well, the question is, you're in a setting, you're in one setting, so the question is, you're in one setting and sitting, so maybe you should say the benching will cover everything, so maybe I shouldn't say very fast. It's kind of like a subject bracha, right? So in order to get out of it, either only eat a little bit, which is usually our minig, which will not necessitate very fast, or keep chomping at it through magid, which views it as a hem, and shake this into the what? And shake this into the suit. You understand what I mean? Yes.
Less than a little small piece of celery.
Small piece of tomato, small piece of celery. Cooked potato, right? You can't eat raw one. So a small piece would be good. Okay. Yes, Binyamin. What were you saying?
We're supposed to have in mind to buy karpas tomorrow or later on. No.
Well, the Adama that you say on the Karpas, the Adama you say on the Karpas should have in mind.
So if you say Bracha, I understand, but everything doesn't, I understand.
What I'm saying is you're machmer in both directions throughout the whole Seder. So on one hand, you want to, you hear what Binyamin's saying, you break your Adama, Oren, that you say on the Karpas, you should all have in mind on the Morrow. Because why is it that the brachas don't fit? Why is it when you say amotzi, you don't say brachas? Because everything blends into the suga. Yes, if you have food for an hors d'oeuvre, you say eitz? Yes, you do. Unless you eat it with bread. Let's say you have fruit. Now, are you even have... Usually the bracha adama blends in, you don't say a bracha adama. But if it's an hors d'oeuvre, like a cantaloupe, you will say brachas adama. So that's why you're saying the brachas adama, you say on the karpas will also go on the what? Because you have in mind the mara, that's why I make the announcement. So Binyamin's saying, don't you see that's like a meal's contiguous? On one hand, you do, Binyamin. On one hand, you do. On the other hand, you don't. Because why don't you say a break of later on tomorrow? Because when you have a steak and potatoes, but you wash and have bread, you don't say a break of dhamma on the what? You don't say a break of dhamma on the potatoes. It all blends in. You follow me? So why would you think, Binyamin, you need a break of dhamma on tomorrow? Because normally you don't eat mara, you follow me? So it doesn't blend in necessarily, even though it's after you've washed. You understand what I'm saying? Usually in the middle of a meal, do you say a break for eights? Yes, because usually fruit doesn't blend in, but sides do blend in, so adam is never said unless adam is said in a what? In hors d'oeuvre. Then you'll say it, you follow me? So this is not lawful. You understand what I'm saying? We're macro in both directions. You follow me? We're always macro in both directions. And that's why you should have in mind. So a karpas again. I think the best is celery because it's green. They say from the Chosanish, chav perach, karpas. Right? What's perach? Hard labor. Right? Karpas. Perach. Samach. 600,000. Karpas is perach samach. 600,000 Jews are hard labor. So that's why our minhag is to say, and it's a birkas a mitzvah. It's not just a birkas. What do you do karpas for? A lot of the dardiki. What's the dardiki? Young children. You know, Joe will ask questions. What are you eating at Carpas on the beginning of the meal for? It's weird. It'll get them to ask questions. And the breakdown number you say is a real one. Because normally you think it's a brick of lemon, but here it's a brick of mitzvah. Here it's a brick of mitzvah. The Rambam and the Riff, they have a scenario where there are many families that don't have known brachas. There are many families that don't know brachas. So the Rav has to go to all the different families with brachas and say on behalf of the what? The people don't know the brachas. They come back at 11:30 and the Rav through his family starts to say it. So when you keep asking, how can you say all the brachas? Kiddush, no problem. You don't have to drink when you say kiddush. You drink at the mitzvah. What's the one problem with your adama? You can't say a brick of adama on behalf of someone unless you what? Unless you eat with them. You see, if you get a potato chip for it, you can't say a brick of adama on behalf of the guy. You can't do that. Unless you eat the potato chip with it. How can you do it here? You're not eating the karpas. You're a rough going around a different house. There's a brick of the mitzvah. Brick of the mitzvah, you can be mostly someone. You don't have to actually eat it. Brick of the mitzvah, you don't have to actually eat. You follow what I'm saying? This is the kiddush you want to bring out. Yes, Joe.
Sex is a big thing.
Bananas.
Yeah.
But that's what I was just saying. The offense of religion is in bananas. Because he wanted to bring out the rule that, that bananas are out of Dhamma. I understand, but I mean, why do you have to, why do you have to sacrifice the mitzvah of Karpas to do that? I know, but Lamai said, why was it a banana? Shouldn't it be a spring thing?
It doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be something that's from the ground or something? I don't know. I know he thought that Rabbi Taitzi was listening to about the bananas. To teach people bananas are brought about double. Could you teach it in different ways? It takes over the mitzvah of Karpas?
People use potatoes in the same way.
Like, why is that any better than potatoes, you're saying? I thought potatoes was the only thing they had was to get potatoes. Didn't you bring up a swarm similar to that? The reason why we do leaves is because why?
The reason why horseradish is
that doesn't make it right.
No, it's correct.
Yes.
That's what you said from the chapter, wasn't it? I thought all the posts would say horseradish root is good. Okay, but this is the... You got it? The purpose of it is Malani Dardy.
I don't think your chapter will tell you that it's like... Us or, I think he even says that his wife grinds the memories and uses that, so... But the idea is that really the
ikker
is lettuce and a leaf.
I know, but he didn't say you're not
yotze,
no?
Yeah, he's not saying you're not yotze, yeah,
he didn't think that was a pshat in the Mishnah? I thought Tomka was.
Right.
Tomka meant horseradish.
So, they
quoted
some article that...
From Professor Felix?
I forgot. I think it was last...
Okay, all right, but this is a good visual carpet. You got this? Okay, now, let's go with Kadesh. Kadesh, Yehukat, Kawakawas, Yamakat, Lagi, Ramatsa, Mavati, Matsa, Maro, you got to do that nigga in your Seder?
Yeah.
There's another nigga. You know that? Another fasting? Another fasting. You ever heard that one? Different. You don't do either of that? Let's comment on Kadesh. The Yeshiva says, what's the problem with Kadesh? So I want you to get this. Machlokes Mogen Rav Taz. When Kiddush, you cannot start the Seder early. Taisa says himself, you guys got this? You have to figure out what it's in the Kadesh. You're not allowed to start the Seder early. So the Ochos Abasa Balai Lazeh. You're not allowed to start it early. However, does that mean you can say Kiddush before it says Kadesh, or you could time and go to these Kazanim? They say at the hotel, you have a 5 or 10 minute Kiddush, and then he times it that I'll exactly drink the wine right after the taste. Is that acceptable? Achleik's mother, Ram Taz, Mishabru, says you should be machu. So you shouldn't start the words of Kiddush till after the taste, too. You got that? And the Mesiva says, a beautiful Hasbro, and he says that And it's and I always tell you this, guys. I don't know if I haven't taught it to you yet. You must tell your mishpokis that you enter a time machine. You enter a time machine. When you go on the Seder, you enter a time machine. You go back in time. You're reliving it. You're reliving the past. Mayor, can you express this to your mishpokis? You're going through the time machine. You're reliving the past. That's what you must say over. What is the din? Please get this down. Everything I say, Lamaisa. I think we'll have to fight back. Lamaisa, you got this? Why? What's the midst of Sikris Yisrael? Sikris Yisrael is once a year or twice a year. If it's large. What's that then than Zanker? Zanker is every day of our lives, the morning and evening. What's the difference between Sikris and Zanker? Four major distinctions. Get them down from the school road. Number one. They're so deserved to you guys. Number one. You with me? Sikur is Arichas Varim. What's the difference between Sikur and Zaker? Sikur is an Arichas Varim. Well, a marble that Sabbath earns in the Shubha. The more your marble, the more praiseworthy it is. What is Zaker? Zaker is very brief and succinct. Shem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the first thing. Number two. What's the second thing with Sikur and Zaker? Question, answer. You ask a question, you give an answer. Sikur, question, answer. However, when it comes to Zaker, it's just a statement. Number three. What's three? You ask the Mitzalayla, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, specific details. When it comes to Zaker, it's very general. And number four, Lacheru, you're saying it to other people. Zaker is Yeshua and Hashem. Rami says, if God forbid a person has to be alone for the Seder, you say it out loud as you're talking to yourself. You say it out loud as you're talking to yourself. There's the fundamental difference between Sikur and Zaker. Now I ask you, Akasha, why is there no brach on Sikur? Why is there no brach on Sikur? You say it's a time. So just get these down in your computer and down in the notes, Jennifer Linden.
I'm getting them right.
Why is there no brach on Sikur? Why is there no brach on Sikur?
Isn't there a brach on Sikur?
No. And Siva says, that's Lamaisa. Why is there no brach on Sikur? Why should you have the brach on the second coast? What is the brach on? Why is there no brach on Sikur? It's right. So there are three answers.
It has no shear.
One answer, that's one answer. Good. And Siva gives another answer. You never say a brach on a brach, ever. You never say a brach on a brach. Do I say, before you say Shaka on that soda, you drink up good from me? Lamaisa. You could have another one. A lot in there, guys. Right? Why didn't you say a bracha? So you start to say shackle, then say shackle, and then say it. You never say a bracha on a bracha. You never say a bracha on a mitzvah. It's in the framework of brachas. Yes? What about Havdolah, Lamaisa? Why don't we say that, Lamaisa? I'm very pure gofer. You never say a bracha on a bracha, Lamaisa. You never say a bracha on a bracha, Lamaisa. There's Rav Amram Gon. You know what Rav Amram Gon says? At night when you repeat Kriya Shema, you see a Dav Meir right after Shkia, you got to repeat the Kriya. She says you got to say Bracha. She said, I'm Mitzvah Kriya Shema. Because the reason why you don't say it on Meir is because Kriya Shema is already in the framework of Brachas. So you have to say a Bracha on a Bracha. But if you take it out, you have to say it. Well, we don't pass it like that. There's at the end of Sota, it says, why'd you live a long life? But he said because he said the brach on the Birkas Kohen. What do you mean he said the brach on Birkas Kohen? That's a chiyuv. Kol mitzvah kumah v'rachleinu v'al siyasim. What was the meaning of chasidus that the tzim says? Because since Dukhin is in the middle of brachas, you really don't have to say Hashem said v'kishos v'shalaro. It's Ivan and the brachas and money zobi ava. Because in the framework of brachas. He did his in his chasidus. Like the Tzar has a special bracha. Bracha v'ava. You follow me? There's a concept that you never say a bracha on a bracha or a bracha on a mitzvah. Let's say hallow. What about hallow? You say a bracha on hallow, right? You do say a bracha on hallow. You definitely say a bracha on hallow. Right? There's a different svara of the lights. There's a different svara of them. There's a different hallow in number. You don't say a bracha on hallow. You do say a bracha on hallow. Why not? Because that's a bracha what? It's a brach on saying the what to. But a brach on a brach we never say. When does the mitzvah enter the time machine begin? When does it begin the time machine? At Kiddush. That's when you enter the time machine. You had Kiddush in the very beginning. So the Chachamim put the bracha of Tzibis Mitzrayim over four brachas, breaking a guffin, span throughout the evening. So you never say a bracha on a bracha. That's why you don't say a bracha on Tzibis Mitzrayim. You follow me? Because there are brachas, breaking a guffin. You're not going to say a bracha on a bracha. The mitzvah of Tzibis Mitzrayim was put over four different brachas. So you're not going to say a bracha on a bracha. You follow me? That's one answer. Another answer you can give is there's no shir bracha. You could say Asher Galah, it's a little difficult because it's already at the end. At the end, John. It's already at the end of the Magid. Usually you should say it right before you begin the Magid, you'd say it, because you say Kol Baruch Hu. You got that? That's why there's no bracha on the Tzipras Yisrael. Jesus Christ. But that's important. You got to say by Kiddush. Kiddush reminds you, you have to be able to say by Kiddush reminds you that's beginning the time machine. Especially me, Kiddush, because it initiates Sefer Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay? Alright. Let's go. Lomaisa, you have to drink. You should have red wine. Ideally, red wine, not white wine. Alter Yaiti Sodom. What's a Puskin in Mishlei, I believe. You have the Gemara Tzokin? You should have red wine, ideally. Okay? You can't have wine we use, grape juice. Yes? You can't have wine we use, grape juice. Yes, go ahead. No, I'm going to say if you're allergic or you get sick, or you get drunk. So then use grape juice.
If
you won't get drunk, then you should use grape juice, you won't get drunk. Yeah. You won't get drunk, I would imagine. How much did you drink? At least 5 point what? At least how many ounces? 4.3. The ounce, the cup should be fluid ounces. Should at least hold what? Google it. I appreciate this. Cousin is 5.7. The mice are 4.3, the Chayyua 3.3. Let's get the shiur, 2-3 shiur, please get them. There are 3 shiur of fluid ounces for what? The cups of wine. I like to tell you, why not try to do the Fosanish? Each, the mini is each guy pours for another guy, because a chayrus. Come on, follow the dinin. I'm going through the dinin so you know the dinin. Follow the dinin. The
mice.
Follow me? Fosanish or mice of Chayyua? What are the shiur? 5.7, 4.2, 3.1.
Moshe in the middle?
Moshe in the middle. And you gotta have people pour for each other, then do a seva. This is on Kiddush. Alter Yayin Ki Yisodim. Remember? You have it over there, Alter Yayin Ki Yisodim. Should be red wine. You have white wine and pouring grape, you make it purple. Ain't Svea of Oakland. You know Svea of Oakland. Where's the Morris Alter Yayin Ki Yisodim? Oh, here it is, Alter Yayin Ki Yisodim. Possibly Mishlei. The possible Mishlei guys, okay? We covered Kiddush, yes? You got this? This is the bin, you gotta drink the Arba Kaisis. Yes.
Okay.
What are the three shiurim?
Yeah. We have Rav Chaim Noah coming in at 3 ounces.
Exactly,
3.0. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Fusadish,
I thought it was 3.1. I'm gonna differ with Google. Rav Google. I'm to argue with Rav Google.
Yeah, so you're arguing with
3.1. What? What?
This is lost media.
I'm arguing with Rav Solvent. 3.1. Go ahead. What's the next one?
Okay, the next one is by the Fascination, which is 5.3.
5.3, not 5.7. What's the middle? Ramosha.
And Ramosha, 3.3.
3.3, really? I thought it was 4.2. Okay. All right, let's move now to get Kiddush. Let's go to Urchatz. It's an auction, Rukhats. What is Rukhats? Rukhats, wash your hands. What's the big deal? What do you want to do? You have to know the two reasons why you want. Why do you wash your hands? You wash your hands because you're dipping something. You're dipping something. If you dip something in the water, that's what you have to wash. During the times of the Mishnah, they didn't say bracha. We don't have a Mishnah, so we do it though to commemorate. But also ask the questions. So we do it without a bracha. But the mice, there are times in these movies, they have to send a bracha. Let's say you take an Oreo and you dip it in milk. You know you should wash your hands before you do that? Because you're dipping in milk. Milk's 107 liquids. Did you know that? You guys like doing that? Oreos in milk?
Yeah,
you gotta wash your hands. That's why I don't do it. That's why I don't do it. I just eat the Oreos straight off. Don't dip it in the milk. They dip it in milk, you gotta go wash your hands.
I can't hear you. intellectual visitor to his base.
That's an Oracle license. You shouldn't need to get too many. You can't have Ruffles.
It's an Apple. Like, his daughter's
going to
go and wash the Apple first. Maybe doesn't wash it after.
Yeah, but I'm not dipping it in anything.
But if they're washing, it's already hoofstrap. It's already hoofstrap.
Right? Yeah, so look, if I'm not dipping it in anything.
But it's already hoofstrap. When you get to it.
It's hoofstrap, but only when I know for sure I'm dipping in, you have to wash it.
Why?
That's the thing.
What's the difference?
Then it's Thugger and Raskin. If you're Thugger and Raskin, you need to what? You need to wash your hands. You don't have to wash your hands without dipping it in. I'm eating them. It's like...
Should we wash before...
You answer that yourself, Lamarcy. You're dipping in the honey? What type of honey is it? It's bee honey. Why don't we wash our hands? Good question.
Bee honey is one of the...
Bee honey is the sugar master. That bee honey.
Yeah. We do.
We should wash our hands.
We do.
Right, but it doesn't matter.
He's
doing it again. Yeah, I don't know. I think the answer is because we wash our hands for bread. That's the answer. So why don't you say the same thing? We didn't wash our hands up for bread yet. That's why. Can you say we didn't wash our hands for bread? So that's the reason why you got to dip it in. Followed by Orchatz. Okay? Now, listen to this, guys. What happens if you eat it with a fork or a knife? What do you say? What happens if you eat it with a fork or a knife? Maybe my hands are not touching it. Is that okay? Some folks can say you don't need to do it. So, Lamaisin, some folks can say you don't need to do it. But Lamaisin, we're Machlin. Even if you use a fork and knife, we do it, halakha l'maaseh. Okay, I want you to get that. Yes?
Rabbi Yossi Tzvi Rimon Shlita.
I can't hear you. Who?
Rabbi Yossi Tzvi Rimon Shlita. Rabbi Nam?
Yes?
Shlita. He also brought this, he brought down a very similar idea. He said that it's, like, generally it's something during the year, which, for whatever reason, we're not usually machmir about. But specifically in Pesach, we take the time to be machmir. And it also helps teach us that, like, that's
general halacha by dipping. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to say you makra on the Seder?
Yeah, specific dafka for the Seder.
Interesting. Okay. But I'm telling you, the dip out here, if you dip the Oreos in, you got to wash. Okay.
That was a buff.
No, it's not as an interesting medicine with a buff.
But also,
really,
just wash
your
hands. If I wash my hands with soap and water, that's good enough.
So we should wash with a cup. You wash with a cup. But how do you wash, though? How do you wash? Alternate, like what they go washing in the morning, yummy. Like they go washing in the morning. For bread, you do 2-2-2-2. They go washing in the morning, according to going 3 times. According to them up, 3 times a month, going 4 times. You should do it 4 times. I do it 4 times once. You can do 3-2. That's how you do it once. Maybe you even have to do twice. Once would be enough. The minute you should do it. Moshe Shad should do more. I work out, yes. I think you should do alternately, yeah. Some actually bring it to the table, you know, to show your mouthless, to show loyalty. Some bring it to the table with the basin. Some bring it to the table with the basin. Follow me? But if it's too hard for you to bring it to the basin with towels, what do? You go to the sink and you wash. Yes. You should wash your whole hands. I want you to get that time once on the fork and knife. Maybe you don't have to, but we possibly do, even if you're not going to dip it yourself. It's usually the hot oil, you dip it in yourself. Yeah, go ahead. Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, halacha, is there an issue with talking with your advocates?
No problem talking, because you're not saying a broken.
No, I'm saying even while washing.
Yeah, talk. But maybe you want to focus, so, my talk, focus on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the lights, this brings us to what? The gift card pass. Now we have the dinner of what? Yachatz. Right? What's Yachatz? 3 lights, the big little one and the high little part. Now, I want you to get this. So, Mazam, I don't like stealing. I don't like stealing at all. So, Mazam didn't like stealing about the coming. The parents are the ones who hide it. We don't steal. We didn't like the notion of stealing. You don't teach people to steal in a Jewish home. So you don't like, even though the Mishnah says spokesman, but you want to keep the kids up, so I hide it. And then I tell them whoever finds it, I give them a gift for the Avakonah, and then I never give them a gift. and then never end up eating. Once in a while, when I remember. But Mamadi said, that's what we do with the Yachatz, because we want to get interested. Even though this is a sculpture, don't say steal. I don't like steal. And the kids steal it, and then they don't give it to the kid. The father hides it. So Mazam did not like to say hopeful. Steal it. Yes, go ahead. Just grab it. Don't just go around the cow. Go ahead.
This is
really good. The cow, my Rebbe also. Go ahead.
Throughout the stay there.
Yeah.
Give the kids, if they ask a good question, you give a good answer, you give them an echo, like a whole walnut. Throw it at them. They would have it. And by the end of the night, they trade for the Yakutoman. Depending on how many echoes you got, the bigger the prize you get for the Yakutoman.
Who hit the Yakutoman, the boy or the father?
The father, the Rav.
Oh, yeah, very much. I don't like throwing food, though. It's my rabbi, but I don't like throwing food. Marks, you shouldn't throw food, you shouldn't throw bread, even if the bread doesn't get disgusting. Yes, go ahead, Mark. Kathleen.
So, what about. So, I understand what Rebbe's saying about not having the din of stealing, but also, what if someone just says to their kid, oh, do you want to hide it this year? And they go and hide it. There's no gazela. There's no, like, sense of gazela involved. You're just asking the kid to hide it.
No, but the minute to avoid the stealing is the father would hide it.
But I'm saying, no,
you don't
want to
train Jews. You don't want to train them. Okay, as long as it's not stealing much. As long as you have a minute that it's not stealing. Hope to doesn't mean stealing. That's
no one's grabbing it. Because we might say, no one's grabbing off the table. It's not stealing.
Make sure it's not the stealing.
Yeah.
Make sure it's not the stealing. Okay, now, when we start the dealing of Rambam writes the definition of simcha is you try to be mesamech hachemi. The definition of simcha shalom is not just you care about yourself, but it's mesamech hachemi. That's the definition of simcha. And that's why we invite everyone in Hamach Ma'ani. Now, one of the reasons why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the Medrash Eker says, because people didn't invite other people on. And therefore, we want to fix that. So that means that you really should try to fix people, should try to invite people over from before. Everyone's at their Seder already, how are you inviting people over? However, you can't have a Goy at your Seder. Not a lot of the Goy at your Seder. You can have Jewish people on the floor, but you can't have a boy to say. You can have a boy in your house on Shabbos, because that's permissible because no one can cook on Shabbos. But on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to cook. So on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to cook, you might end up cooking for the boy. You're not allowed to cook for a boy. There's a heck of a cook, you're not allowed to cook for a boy. Also, the Baba Shemedes that's how I said there's an added problem on the Seder. Of not having a boy, because the boy's not allowed to eat the Purim Pesach. So we're not eating the Purim Pesach, but we are what? Kind of reenacting it. And that's another reason why you're not allowed to have a boy, the Meister, at the table for the Seder. Yes, sir.
What if the Seder?
That's a good question. So according to the first reasoning, you're right. You should be able to have it. But according to the second reason, you can't, because you're still doing the Purim Pesach. Good afternoon. You're saying on Shabbos you can't kick it up anyway. But still, you have the other reason. So our minig is not to have a boy. You cannot have a boy in any yom tov suda. Any yom tov. Shabbos you can, but not on yom tov. So there's a third reason. Was the third reason we're going to say is. You say Shmo Hamas Alagun and Shulli Ruchah. You say that Hashem should pour his wrath on the nations. He's sitting at the table. It's not nice. The problem is that it's in Shulli Ruchah, but he's a Noahite, for that reasoning, where he believes in Hashem. Maybe that reasoning shouldn't be such a bad reason.
Isn't there a difference between Shabbos and Shabbos? Shabbos should be Shabbos for everyone. If you believe in Hashem, Shabbos is Shabbos.
So then Noah had observed Shabbos Chai Hussein, he's trying to steal oats. But if he's trying to do it legitimately, it's okay.
No shots. But he's not something that we were saying.
Sufi, but I'm saying it's better to show some reason Hashem, maybe you get out of that reason. So there are three reasons. Yontif, you're afraid you might cook for him. Lachem, below Ma'akim, is number one. Number two is the Goy can't be at a one, or because that's number three, Shmokam Askel and Goy, which is what you're doing. Each reason you can break down and say, maybe it's okay. Shabbos, you should take an initial problem. However, you have the professor. And then also, the boys believing in Hashem, you know, I don't have Shmokam Askel and Goy, what you're doing for. So the bottom line is that the best reasoning should not allow a Goy to be your savior. So you have an intermarriage, it's a problem. Should not have them. Have them for another Shabbos meal, but not for the same. I'll be Allah. But then, we got a lot more to continue. Please, I got to finish tomorrow with Kodesh. We'll do the next two doses. Over that crisis. Next two doses, we're going back to the Gemara. We got a lot of places we'll do. Okay, good.